And welcome to Elderberry Epoch, a podcast driven by curiosity. Hello, so today we're talking about kombucha. Kombucha is a bit of a semi-controversial drink. It can be loved, hated, there's really no in-between. So, kombucha is a beverage produced by fermenting sweet tea with a culture of yeast and bacteria. This is the dictionary definition of kombucha. What does it look like? Well, it can come in little bottles, and it almost looks like some kind of soda, but it is a lot more than that. Its origin of the word comes from the Japanese kombucha, meant kelp tea. Kombucha, not only is it known for tasting vinegary and weird, it's known for its health benefits, but it can also cause a lot of problems if it's contaminated, such as stomach problems, yeast infections, jaundice, nausea, vomiting, head and neck pain, and even death. It's not the most wonderful thing to hear, especially when you already have a negative outlook on the drink, but it's good to know, I suppose. But its benefits are that it contains sugar and caffeine and B vitamins. It has good probiotics, it can lower cholesterol, and the blood sugar can lead to a healthy gut. It's been said that if you drink kombucha every day, that you can have a stronger stomach and overall better health. So kombucha is made with this strange thing called a SCOBY. A SCOBY looks like a giant mattress of bacteria. This is probably the least appealing way to describe it. It's a mixed culture of yeast and bacteria, and basically to make it, you put some kind of tea and put the SCOBY in it and let it sit. And after that, well, you have kombucha. Thanks for listening. I believe that is all for today. Sorry for the giant beep in the background. That was the dryer. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.